Kathy.
And this is Ed for Kids Earth and Sky on how you can see the Earth's shadow.
Look around on the next sunny day and you'll see all sorts of shadows in every shape and size. Every object in sunlight casts a shadow.
And that includes our entire planet Earth. Earth's shadow extends millions of miles into space so far that it can touch the moon.
Ooh.
Hey, whenever that happens, there's an eclipse of the moon.
Your shadow is always opposite the sun, and so is Earth's shadow. So to see Earth's shadow, you'll want to look in the east when the sun has just set in the west.
Every evening after the sun goes down, Earth's shadow inches up in the eastern sky. The shadow is a deep blue-gray, darker than the blue of the twilight sky. Now remember, Earth's shadow is opposite the sun. So it gets higher in the east at exactly the same rate that the sun is sinking below your western horizon.
The shadow of the Earth is big. You might have to turn your head to see the whole thing.
And the shadow is curved in just the same way that the whole Earth is curved. Hey, that's because it's Earth's shadow.
Oh.
Check it out next time you have a clear sky. You can see Earth's shadow in the east from just after sunset until it gets really dark outside. That's our show for today, made possible by the National Science Foundation. We talk about everything on the Earth.
And in the sky.
On Kids Earth and Sky.